radiation therapy is much more than the science involved. At the heart of it is the patients we serve, and every one is meaningful. In this closing episode of season one, I share why I chose this field and how I see it as a tool for helping fight through their own journeys of cancer and other conditions. You've heard me explain the process, the machines, the steps, and the team members. But in this final episode, I want to pull back the curtain a little further. I want to share why I do this work, why medical physics matters to me personally, and what I hope you take away from this journey through radiation therapy. This one's a bit different. It's personal. Before I ever knew what medical physics was, I thought I'd be an engineer. I loved problem solving, designing, and making things work. I was fascinated by complex mechanical and electrical challenges, the kinds of puzzles that demanded precision and logic. But when I learned about medical physics, the chance to take that same problem-solving skill set and apply it directly to helping people, well, something clicked. It was the fusion of my passion for pure science with a tangible, deeply meaningful purpose. At that point, it wasn't just about making a machine run efficiently. It was about making a machine save a life efficiently. I was fortunate to be accepted into the Doctorate of Medical Physics program at Vanderbilt University, and I haven't looked back since. Every day, I get to use my expertise, not just for numbers or machines, but for people walking through some of the hardest moments of their lives. The work is always a challenge, and it's always rewarding. How do we get the dose to the exact tumor location without hurting the tissues nearby? How do we account for the patient's lung moving as they breathe? These are engineered problems with life or death consequences, and that weight drives the precision. I still remember telling a friend what I was studying, which nobody has heard of, by the way. They said, "Wait, so you're like an engineer for cancer treatment?" And in a sense, that's true. We design the plan, or we oversee the planning process. We program the machine, and we verify the delivery. But the emotional connection to the human on the other side of that treatment is what makes this field so powerful. So why does this knowledge matter? Radiation therapy is one of those things that most people know very little about. I like to refer to it as one of the best kept secrets in a hospital setting, actually. The people in the hospitals don't fully understand the physics behind it. And that lack of understanding can make it incredibly intimidating. The brain's natural response to the unknown, especially when it involves something serious like cancer, is to fill the void with the worst case scenario. So when you hear the words radiation, beam, machine, all these thoughts trigger feelings of danger or uncontrollability. One patient even told me once that I was more afraid of the treatment than the cancer itself. And that really stuck with me. We know the fear of the unknown can be heavier than the reality. We've discussed that on a previous episode. And the anxiety caused by the process often creates more discomfort than the actual treatment. That's why I believe knowledge is power. It's a tool. And when you understand the steps, when you know that the machine is tested daily, that the plan was double-checked by a physicist, and that the beam doesn't actually hurt you, you eliminate the most debilitating element of the journey, which is the emotional dread. Now, you can divert that energy for healing, rather than spending it on the fear of the unknown. That's one of the main reasons I wanted to create this series, to take away some of that mystery and give you that crucial energy back. So, let's talk about the role of the physicist and the human connection. Most of the time, medical physicists, like me, are behind the scenes. We're in our offices, running plans, double-checking doses, or out at the machine when the treatments are over, doing our quality assurance checks and testing plans on the machines too. We make sure the beams are precise, accurate, and safe. That's the science part. We can spend 8 hours or more designing a plan for a tumor near the spinal cord. And that 8 hours of math and geometry will determine the patient's quality of life for the rest of their years. Our focus is intense, often bordering on obsessive, but that focus is driven by the human stakes involved. Here's the part that matters to me most. Every plan we make, every CT scan we see, represents a real person. A father, a mother, a son, a daughter. It's easy to see that CT scan as just a set of grayscale numbers with a funky dose color wash over the top of it. But there is actually a human attached to that digital version of themselves. And getting out front to talk with them makes all the difference to me. Even if you don't see us medical physicists every day, our work is for you. It's those moments, those human reminders, that keep me grounded. It's not just the calculations on a spreadsheet. It's the care. It's the advocacy. It's ensuring that every single patient gets the best, safest treatment that we can provide. On occasion, I also get to see follow-up imaging when patients come back to be seen by the doctor. And I'll tell you, the first time I compared where a lung tumor was, moving along with their breathing, and then verifying it against the same spot on a CT 6 months later, which was just gone, wow. Or when we targeted with radiosurgery some brain mets, and on their follow-up MRI, those mets were nowhere to be found. Knowing that we were that precise and that accurate and the process worked and we can see it verifiably, I will never not be thrilled by that. So when I take a step back and think about my career so far, it's not just about science or technology. It's about the stories I've been privileged to witness. The moments when patients transition from fear to confidence, or a family member who can rest easy because of a conversation I had with them. One patient told me, "I could finally sleep last night after my diagnosis because I understood what was going to happen." And another one said, "You explained this in a way that made me feel safe." Those affirmations are fuel for me. They confirm that the effort to communicate complex details is just as important as the effort to calculate the dose, because the emotional and mental preparation is integral to the physical healing process. Radiation therapy may seem like a black box, a cold piece of metal and technology, but it's not just machines. It's people, it's expertise, it's compassion tucked into the science. And I think that balance of high-level precision and deep human connection is what makes this field so unique. So, if you're listening to this as a patient or a loved one, I want you to know something. You are not alone in this process. There's an entire team of physicians, radiation therapists, medical dosimetrists, oncology nurses, and yes, medical physicists, working hard to make sure you're receiving the very best care. Throughout this podcast season, we've learned 4 core lessons that I hope stick with you. The treatment doesn't hurt, but the anxiety does. Managing your fear is your superpower. Your treatment is highly personalized. It is a masterpiece of precision designed solely for you. You have a team. From the commander to the launch crew, everyone is dedicated to your mission success. And knowledge is an action item. The more you understand, the more energy you reserve for healing. If sharing my story helps you feel even a little more confident, then this series has done its job. Because at the end of the day, it's not just about beams or machines. It's about people. It's about you. This season of the Healing Beam might be ending, but your journey continues, and so does this resource base. I invite you to continue your path by visiting underthebeam.com. There, you'll find even more resources, blog articles, and tools based on the principles we've discussed in these episodes so far. And of course, if you feel like you need more personalized one-on-one support, that's exactly what my coaching service, Phys Assist, is designed to do. Whether you're a patient or a caregiver, you don't have to navigate this alone. I'm looking forward to continuing our work together and sharing this knowledge with you from Under the Beam.